Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Talk Sport. This is the main event.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's not happy. Use of the head.
Yep, one public warning there just to point off from Jake Paul there. I think it was use of the head. Now the referee has taken the point off Tommy Fury. And Tommy lands free, big right hand. Jake's legs for the first time just to seem to do a little wobble. And Tommy Fury has picked up a cut. Tommy Fury is cut with 10 seconds to go in this seventh round.
This is Wadley and then a left jab. A little short left and Tommy Fury goes down. Well, there's a short chopping left, nothing on it. Well, Tommy Fury's looking at his corner, he's looking at the referee. He looks absolutely shocked to the core.
The winner by split decision, Tommy T.
He's a world title player. I trained so hard for this. This was my destiny. This was my fate. I want to thank Saudi Arabia for having me. I love you all. Thank you all for tuning out. We guys, we did it. We did it.
Yes, this is the Fight Night podcast. It is day five. And what a day it has been because it's all over. We are sat in the media centre here at the Diriyah Arena. The air conditioning is on full blast. Outside, it's not very warm anymore anyway now. It's got a little bit chilly, but it was a very hot day today. All the action over. We now know what happened. We now know the event that was called The Truth. We know who was telling the truth and who was fibbing.
Absolutely.
So Tommy Fury was telling the truth, although what he said was going to happen didn't quite happen. Jake Paul is then the fibber because it didn't happen what he said. But it just, you know, we've had a little bit of time to reflect now since the split decision verdict in Tommy's favour was given, the judges in his favour. Talk us through that chaos at the end and everything.
Listen, I thought, look, first and foremost, I'm going to give both guys credit for what they've done there. You know, I think they both earned the respect of the boxing public. And that was most important. You know, like people were talking about Jake Paul being a YouTube boxer, Tommy Fury dipping his toe in and out of boxing and not really fulfilling his potential. Well, listen, what we got there was a great spectacle. It was a great event. I mean, look at this, Dom. The way the Saudis have put this event on is absolutely incredible. We went outside and they've got all sorts of stuff going on, entertainment wise. You know, we've done virtual boxing, then we moved on and we've done punch.
Can I just stop you there for a second, by the way, because it's now nearly 3 o'clock in the morning and there's still kids banging bags.
Absolutely,
over there.
Absolutely. Virtual boxing, punch bags. They had apparatus out there, they had skaters out there jumping through fire. I mean, it was a show. It was brilliant. Like they've left no stone unturned, and then we get to the boxing. It was packed out, early doors, which is always good. Carnival atmosphere. We get into the boxing. A couple of the earlier fights were a little bit one-sided and very novice-y, but then we get to the WBC cruiserweight title fight, and we get a new WBC cruiserweight champion, the oldest ever in history, and now becomes a freeweight world champion. That's Badou Jack. What a performance he put in against Makabu. He really did, because it was a fight that I didn't think he could roll back the years, but he did, and he looked fantastic doing it. Then we move on to the main event. It's a fight with a lot of anticipation. Who's going to win the fight? We don't really know. You know, everyone's got an opinion, but no one really knew how it would turn out. I thought they both boxed brilliantly. I think Jake Paul showed a lot of balls. He went in there, he gritted his teeth, and you know, he had to go to some dark places. But also, Tommy did as well. He had to pick himself off the floor, albeit he was a little bit off balance. Shot still landed.
It was a bit of a slip, but the shot did land.
Still landed. handed, you know, and then both guys got deducted points. It was one of those ones. I spoke to Tyson Fury afterwards, interviewed him in the ring, and he's saying, well, you know, with these fights, you don't know how they're going to go because you don't know how the judges are going to see it. I had Tommy a clear winner, but there was a lot of feeling that, oh, could this be the draw that everyone's talking about? Are we going to get it again? But the one thing I can guarantee is I think we will get it again. Jake Paul will want revenge, and I think
he's got a rematch clause anyway.
But he wants a revenge. He was talking about him feeling like he was, you know, he was maybe robbed in that fight. Come on, Jake, you weren't robbed in the fight, mate. Tommy won it fair and square.
I think his bigger problem was the scorecards rather than the fact. I mean, I think he did give Tommy credit saying the Betterman won, but he didn't agree with the judges, he thought there was a 10-8 round and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, look, it's pretty likely we're going to see it again. I mean, I thought the referee could have handled the whole thing a bit better. There's no need to deduct either lad a point for what looked like what head and then holding it.
Well, I didn't even see it, if I'm honest. I was so engrossed in the action and what was going on. And that was the beauty about this fight. Forget the levels, when people are talking about the levels and everything else. When you get two guys that are at the same level and they want it as much as each other, you get a great fight. Well, and that's what we got.
And you saw at the end the celebrations in the Fury corner and Tommy crying in the ring, overcome with emotion. I mean, it showed you what he was dealing with, the pressure that had been on his shoulders.
Yeah.
He'd been so calm all week, but obviously inside, the nerves were, you know, obviously he was battling with it. So,
can you imagine Dom, a 23-year-old kid, and that's what he is. A lot of people don't even realise that. Tommy Fury is only 23 years of age. And that pressure on his shoulders, I don't care what anyone says, a fight of that magnitude that was watched globally. You watch the numbers on this. Insane. The numbers will be insane. It was watched globally. That's pressure. And I thought both guys conducted themselves in a brilliant manner, and it was a great show. It was a great spectacle. The whole week has been fantastic. We've had some fun, to be fair.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now, you've had like kind of a dream week in many, many ways, because everything's gone your way this week, pretty much everything.
But I'm
delighted that you had a little blip tonight, a couple of little blips, which is fantastic, because you just had everything work for you. You've been doorstepping Mike Tyson, you've been getting Maurizio Sulaiman, you're getting everyone that you want. Yeah, you've done some brilliant works, Spence, if I do say so myself. But your Logan Paul interview ringside during the rounds tonight is going to go down in folklore.
He blanked me, mate. He basically blanked me. He jumped up, he said, yes, I'll give you the interview.
Yeah.
And then he was giving me one word answers.
Yeah.
Like nothing answers. And I thought, where are we going with this? I've got a minute to fill here, Logan. Come on, give me something, son. Mm. And he's given me like 20 seconds. And out of that 20 seconds, three words. But it was what it was. That obviously told me that he felt the fight weren't going Jake's way. So, I mean, hold on a minute, anyway. I give him one job, right? And you all heard it last night, if you'd listened to the podcast last night, and that was Cristiano Ronaldo. Dom's going to do Cristiano Ronaldo because he knows football very well, and if he doesn't want to talk about the boxing too much, we can switch on to the football. Mm. Cristiano Ronaldo was behind us, right, where the king was sitting.
So, what did you just say? I don't work in football, by the way.
Wait, all right. You know about your football, though. I'm not saying you're working, you know about it. So, he's behind us where the king was sitting, so he's up there, right? So, one question I've got to ask you is, do you think Gareth A. Davis would have been able to get up there?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but you know, I mean,
he might have used his hair.
It was in a separate building, and we were kind of busy as well. Yeah. I couldn't be breaking an entry when we had commentaries to do. But it's a shame that he didn't come ringside. It's a shame that he snuck away, he hid himself away in a separate building in a box overlooking the arena. But you know, he was here. He was supporting the event. He plays in Saudi Arabia. He scored a hat trick yesterday. Mm. He's eligible for a Carabao Cup winners medal as well, because you know Manchester United beat Newcastle United pretty easy. And even though he's not going to get one, because United aren't going to give him one, and he didn't actually play in the tournament. But we digress. But anyway, so there's the main event dealt with. We think there's going to be a rematch. Otherwise, what's the point? Because Tommy can't make anything like anywhere near any kind of money if he goes back into, the UK system and starts fighting like, you know, guys area level or whatever. He's got to do it again. That's what we expect to happen. But just want to pick up on what you mentioned before about the cruiserweight world title fight, because there's lots of people now, Brits included, that are looking at thinking, hang on a minute, the green and gold belt is with Badou Jack, who's nearly 40. Mm. This is a perfect opportunity. I've got to get in that mix. Lawrence Okolie, who's already got one of the belts, he's got to be looking at that. It's opened up a whole...
It has. Richard Riakpor there. He's waiting for a title shot. Chris Billam-Smith, who's done incredibly well and bounced back since that Richard Riakpor loss and gone and won British and Commonwealth and European titles. He's put himself right up there in the mix as well. The British cruiserweights at the moment are absolutely flying. We've got two or three of them ready to box for world titles. That's the one they're going to want. Of course they are. They're going to want Badou Jack. They would have seen nothing there that would worry them. But what I did say about Badou Jack is, though, what I will say about Badou Jack, is he rolled back the years. He was smart. He was on the toes. He knew when to apply the pressure, when to take the foot off the gas. And he showed, at nearly 40 years of age, to take Makabu out in the 12th and final round, he's still got a lot left in the tank. So, yes, interesting, man. There's a whole world of opportunity for our British cruiserweights at the moment.
Well, you mentioned before as well the undercard. Saudi had their first professional female boxer on the card tonight as well. So we've talked a little bit about the change of the place and how we've seen it ourselves in previous visits and how it's opened up. You know, you've got concerts with Kevin Hart and he's not limiting the act. And you've got all these things that have come to Riyadh now, which is the more conservative part of the country as well. Again, we've discussed this before, but after tonight and what you've seen and with Paul and Fury doing what they've done, do you just think that it's just going to be here, this region, if not Saudi, all the time now?
Not just this region. I think Saudi all the time. You know, I think Prince Khalid made that quite clear that he wants to bring boxing here. He wants to bring big time boxing here, and we're going to see these events.
And he wants to prove this change, though, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And I think we've seen that over the last few years. We are seeing change. You know, it's not perfect. It's not by no means, no stretch of the imagination, is it perfect? We're far from that, but we are seeing change. So let's see what the next few years brings us. But one thing I can guarantee, Dom, is I think we'll be back here again. We will be having it. And by the way, the only interview that I got pied on, actually, with Logan Paul. I got pied with Mike Tyson.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
I got pied with Mike Tyson. No, but I'm going to have to do it, because I told, if people have been following these podcasts, I was giving it the big one. Kevin Hart. Yeah. I'm getting Mike Tyson.
Oh, you've got to do this one job. Forgot about that.
I got pied three or four times, so it is what it is.
Because you deserve that.
And Mike Buffer. He announced all the names that are in there, past and present, big names of boxing. My mate Mike, nothing. The Omen, forgotten about.
Well, you interviewed him in the ring, and he was your best mate, wasn't he?
I should have pulled him on it, really, but I didn't want to upset him because he had a little blip himself. So, anyway, it's another story.
Well, we've been here for 5 days, so we've had all the press conference weigh-ins, we've dealt with all the storylines, but it is over. So what's your kind of overriding feeling of Riyadh this time around, 2023? The novices that have put more eyes and ears on a fight than anyone in history of an eight rounder.
Yeah.
That's absolutely the case. And it's the highest grossing eight rounder, again, the boxing world's ever seen.
Yeah.
So just kind of sum up the Saudi experience and what you expect next time you come.
Well, I think that 2019, December 2019, Joshua Ruiz, where we are now in Riyadh. It's like, I thought from then till now, it's just evolved so much. It's been, you know, the improvements have been made all the time, and I just really, really enjoy it. The crowd actually love boxing now. Look at them out there. It was carnival. When you had Joshua Ruiz, there was nothing. It was no atmosphere. It was subdued. I think that boxing here, it's been a fantastic week. It really has, Dom. Mm. I've enjoyed working with you. I've enjoyed working with the whole team. We've had fun. We've made it fun. But we've also put in a lot of our graft, and I think that I think that we should give ourselves a pat on the back, because I think that we've done all right.
Oh, that's nice. I've enjoyed working with you as well, Spencer. It's been lovely.
Don't get emotional, though.
I won't do a Tommy, don't worry. It's nice seeing Ed and Pat as well, our brilliant producers, get heckled by local kids as well. That was brilliant as well. They ran a mile as well. They got scared to death by a couple of 12-year-olds that were giving them grief.
Yeah, so, I seen a look in Ed Huntley, by the way, his producer at TalkSport, and I saw a look in his eye. You know when you see a look of fear, right, when three 12-year-old kids pulled him? And I was like, right, all right, Ed. All right, mate, look, come on, son, I'm still with you. I'm here, mate, I'm here. But, we love Ed.
I think one challenge this place has got before we kind of wrap this up is that it's got to get, you know, the punters that want to go to Vegas, that want to go to New York, it's got to try and get them to come here, because at the minute, people will still think, well, it's not open enough yet. You know, it's still a dry country and all the rest of it that goes with going to a sporting event. But it's definitely, definitely making massive inroads. It's very comfortable coming here now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, they keep talking about the 2030 vision, and they say that all the change will be done by 2030. But we're seeing improvements all the time, and let's hope that continues.
Well, there you have it. I mean, if you want all the content that this fella here has produced this
week. Well, you've done a bit yourself, Dom. Don't put yourself down, mate.
Yeah,
done
but, I failed with the big one, so what can I say?
Yeah, he did. One job,
I couldn't scale that wall. All I had to do is climb a couple of stories and get past all his bodyguards, get in there, stick a microphone in his face. Anyway, you're right, failed. But anyway, it has been a great trip in Saudi Arabia. But if you go to the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel, subscribe and do all the business there, you'll see all the content on there and all the stuff that we've been doing as well. It has been a fabulous trip. So,
Yes.
Let's hope there's another soon.
Yeah, until the next time, we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.